This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Supreme Court has permitted the Chief Justice of the Calcutta High Court to deploy civil judges and requisition judicial officers from neighbouring Jharkhand and Odisha to deal with 80 lakh claims and objections under the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. A bench, headed by Chief Justice Suryakant, took note of a letter from the Calcutta High Court Chief Justice stating that 250 district judges engaged in the exercise would require around 80 days to complete the verification process. Considering the time constraints, the Apex Court allowed the deployment of additional civil judges and asked the Calcutta High Court to seek judicial officers of similar rank from Jharkhand and Odisha. The court directed the Election Commission to bear the expenses for deploying officers from the two states. It also permitted the poll panel to publish the final electoral roll on the 28th of February and clarified that supplementary lists may be issued as verification progresses. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has emphasized on pure electoral rolls in the country, saying that it is the bedrock of any democracy. Mr. Kumar said this while addressing the National Roundtable Conference of Election Commission of India and State Election Commissioners at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Chief Election Commissioner said the Special Intensive Revision exercise was started to include all the eligible electors in the electoral rolls, while ineligible electors should be excluded from it.
Pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of any democracy. And the Election Commission of India, in its historic pursuit, started this special intensive revision, wherein which all eligible electors should be inside the rolls, while at the same time, ineligible electors should be excluded, in line with Article 326 of the Indian Constitution.
The primary objective of the conference is to foster synergies in the functioning of the Election Commission and State Election Commissioners with respect to electoral processes and logistics within their legal frameworks. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today inaugurated the Tourism Leadership Summit 2026, organized by the U.S.-India Strategic Partnership Forum in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Radhakrishnan said tourism is more than an industry, it is a bridge between cultures and a driver of economic opportunities. He said tourism is a powerful instrument for soft diplomacy and a key pillar of the India-U.S. economic corridor.
Tourism is also one of the largest generators of employment. The future of tourism is not just about numbers, it is about the impact. It is about how responsibly we grow, how inclusively we develop, and how strategically we collaborate.
The Vice President highlighted that travelers seek experiences, authenticity, sustainability, culture, heritage, wellness and meaningful connection. Mr. Radhakrishnan said tourism is one of the largest employment generators. He stressed on investing in skills, entrepreneurship and women-led enterprises to ensure inclusive and sustainable growth of the tourism sector. A Delhi court today granted 4 days police custody of Indian Youth Congress President Uday Bhanu Chib in connection with a protest held at Bharat Mandapam during the India AI Impact Summit 2026. According to officials, Chib is accused of being the main conspirator and mastermind behind the incident of unlawful assembly and was reportedly involved in raising anti-national slogans. Delhi police alleged that Chib, in conspiracy with other co-accused, obstructed and assaulted police officials on duty and during interrogation. The police stated that the investigation into the case is ongoing and Chib's custody has been sought for further questioning and proper investigation. Over the arrest of the Indian Youth Congress president, BJP spokesperson Shehzad Poonawalla said the act of the Congress was not even supported by its own leaders and alliance partners. Talking to media in New Delhi today, Mr. Poonawalla alleged that the act which happened at Bharat Mandapam was deep conspiracy and senior Congress leaders, including Rahul Gandhi, were part of that conspiracy. Meanwhile, the Congress has condemned the arrest of its youth wing chief and workers. In a social media post, Party General Secretary in Charge Communications Jairam Ramesh said,
"Kya gaya AI summit par Bharat Mandapam mein."
With that, we end this news bulletin.